Part 2. Arriving at Answers. Chapter 2. People Who Know the Story They Are Part of. World Mission and the Bible Story. So, where shall we start? A great number of books and sermons on the topic of Christian mission start with the Great Commission, as it's called, the final words of Jesus to his disciples before his ascension, sending them out into the world to make disciples of all nations. It's a natural instinct to start there, because it chimes in with so much else that the New Testament has to say about Jesus and his followers, and about Paul and the early Christians. Mission confronts you, whichever gospel you read, to find Jesus, and it only intensifies after that in Acts and the Epistles. Here's something that Tom Wright says, I quote, "Matthew's Jesus instructs his disciples to make disciples and baptize in all the world. Luke's Jesus commissions his followers to go to Jerusalem, Judea, and the ends of the earth. And John's Jesus says, quotes, as the Father sent me, so I send you. The story of Acts is the story of early Christian mission. And the letters of Paul confirm that not only he, but a good many other Christians, believed that it was their business to travel around the known world telling people that there was another king, this Jesus. World mission is thus the first and most obvious feature of early Christian practice." End quote. And we have to ask, why? What was it that made Christianity a missionary faith from the very start? What made the first followers of Jesus so passionately, courageously, and unstoppably committed to telling the world about him? Well, you might respond, because Jesus told them to. They had the Great Commission. It was a matter of obedience. And that would be true, given the endings of Matthew, Luke, and John that we have just noted, although we should remember, of course, that the Gospels were not written until well after the Church's mission had been going for many years, so the written record of Jesus' words was not in their hands, as it were. But if this simple obedience to the Great Commission were the main...